This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our famous people section. Hedy Lamarr. Hedy Lamarr was a Hollywood actress from Austria. During MGM's golden age, the 1940s, Lamarr was named the most beautiful woman in the world. Few people knew that she was also an inventor whose ideas paved the way for wireless communication. Hedy Lamarr's real name was Hedwig Eva Maria Kiesler. She was born to Jewish parents in Vienna on November 9, 1914. Her mother called her an ugly weed, but others recognized her for her beauty. Hedy's film career took off in 1933 in Germany after she appeared nude in a Czech film called Ecstasy. At the age of 18, Hedy married Friedrich Mandl, a wealthy Austrian arms dealer. At dinner parties, she listened to conversations about weapons and the war effort. She despised the Nazi supporters who came to her home, and one evening, while everyone was asleep, she fled out a window and escaped to Paris. After her escape, Hedy met Louis B. Mayer, the co-founder of MGM Studios. The film producer offered her a job in Hollywood on one condition. She had to promise to learn English. Throughout the 40s, Hedy Lamarr, her new stage name, starred alongside Hollywood's leading men, including Clark Gable and Spencer Tracy. Her face was well known, but she had very few lines. Screen life bored Lamarr, but she was fascinated by science. In her spare time, she loved to invent things. Her most serious idea was a radio guidance system for U.S. Navy torpedoes. Its purpose was to vary the radio signals sent to a torpedo to prevent the enemy from jamming it. Lamarr introduced her frequency hopping idea to her friend George Antheil, a pianist. Antheil used his knowledge of self-playing pianos to help her build the technology to make her idea work. Lamarr and Antheil received a patent for their frequency-hopping invention in 1942. The U.S. Navy did not take the invention seriously, however, and the government encouraged Lamarr to use her celebrity status, rather than her intellect, to support the war effort. Lamarr agreed to set her idea aside. She then raised millions of dollars for the war effort by convincing crowds at rallies to buy war bonds. It wasn't until 1962, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, that frequency hopping technology was put to use. It later became the basis of spread spectrum technology in wireless communications. When the frequency of a signal is varied, it creates greater bandwidth. In 2014, 14 years after her death, Hedy Lamarr was finally recognized for her breakthrough technology and inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Famous People section. That's all for today. See you next week.